Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Zayin. We left off in daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We're at the very last Mishnah in Perek Ezehu Mekomen. So we went through Kachim Kachim, now we went through Kachim Kalim, and the last Mishnah discusses those Kachim Kalim that have the fewest Zrikos Hadam of all the Kachim Kalim. So says the Mishnah, Bechor, Vahamaser, Vahapesach, Kachim Kalim. Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are all Kachim Kalim, and they have in common that Shchitasan, Bekal Makom Ba'azara, just like all Kachim Kalim, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. V'daman ta'un matana achas. However, these karbanos are unique in that their dam only requires matana achas. U'bulvat she'itin k'neged ha'yisod. And that matana achas, though, needs to be on a part of the Mizbeach, which is above an area that has a yisod. As we pointed out, the Mizbeach does not have a yisod on all four, did not have a yisod on all four sides, so the zrikas hadam of these particular kachim kalim has to be on a part of the Mizbeach that, in fact, has a yisod. Shina v'achilasan, however, they are different in the way that they are eaten, meaning even in this group that only has mata, that only has one matan dam, there are differences in the way that they are eaten. Ha'bechor nechal l'kohanim, the bechor is eaten only by kohanim. V'maiser l'kaladam, maiser can be eaten by anybody. V'nechal and bechol ir, they can both be eaten throughout the entire city. Bechol ma'achol, they could be prepared in any way. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, and they can both be eaten for 2 days and one night. HaPesach, the Karban Pesach, in Nechal al Balayla, can only be eaten at night. Ve'en Nechal al Chatzos, can also only be eaten up until Chatzos Alayla. Ve'en Nechal al Lumnu Yavin, can only be eaten for those registered on the Karban Pesach. Ve'en Nechal al Tzli, and it can only be eaten when it's roasted. It can only be eaten roasted. It can't be eaten prepared in any other way. So first, the Mishnah highlights the more minor differences between Bechar and Meiser, which is the who can eat it, that Bechar is Kohanim, and Meiser is Kal Adam, but both of them have in common the location that it can be eaten, how it's prepared, and the timing of how it can be eaten. The Korban Pesach has unique rules on all of those fronts. The Korban Pesach is then listed because that has all of the differences. It's different on all of those different levels. Now, if you look at Tosos, HaPesach Eino Ne'echal, Tosos asks a very interesting question. The Mishnah failed to highlight everything that's unique about Korban Pesach. Tema, listening Nami Deinu Ne'echal Elal, Matos Merorin. There's another unique halacha of Korban Pesach that does not apply to Bechor or to Meiser or to any other Korban for that matter, and that is that it's eaten al matzos and marorim. Why did the Mishnah fail to say that you eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror, which doesn't apply to any of the other Korbanos? It tells us that it's in nechal al tzli, which doesn't apply to the other Korbanos, so why not mention matzah and maror? So Tosos has a couple of suggestions. Number one, v'tiri tarav Rabbeinu Chayim, delo chashiv el adavar shekenegdo bekachim, v'hu chalak mehem. Deshar kachim nechal al b'yom v'layla, ad ayom, l'kol adam, b'chol ma'achol, l'pesach en nechal al b'layla, l'chatzos l'mriyav etzli. Says what we're trying to do is highlight things that apply or that could apply by other karbanos, by other kachim, and there's a slight variation when it comes to Korban Pesach. But a brand new din that only applies to Korban Pesach is not going to be highlighted by our Mishnayos. This is not a Mishnah Pesachim. This is a Mishnah Zvachim. We're trying to highlight Dinim of Korbanos. That this is so when you discuss Dinim of Korbanos, you need to discuss how to prepare the Korban, how long you can eat the Korban. Those are general Korbanos questions. On the general Korbanos questions, Korban Pesach is different than other Korbanos. Those differences are highlighted by the Mishnah. But a unique din that only applies to Korban Pesach, that's not a general Korban question. What else needs to be eaten with it? That's not a din by other Korbanos. That doesn't apply at all by other Korbanos. So that's why it's not going to be highlighted as a distinction in our Mishnah. That's one answer that Tosos gives. Inami, lotanu matzos marom deid ma'akvin. Another possibility is matzos marom is not ma'akev. We only mentioned those dinim that are ma'akev. You go and you cook your Korban Pesach, so your Korban Pesach is pasul. You go and you eat the Korban Pesach beyond the zman, you don't get the mitzvah. But if you eat the Korban Pesach without the matzah maror, you're yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, just not in the ideal way. Inami, lav mitzvah degufei. Or it's not a mitzvah de gufei. It's difficult to understand that that's not a mitzvah on the guf of the Korban Pesach. That's a mitzvah, the din of matzah smrorim is really a mitzvah in the matzah and the maror, which makes for a good Shabbos HaGadol drasha. What is the din of Korban Pesach on matzah smrorim? Is it a din in the Pesach? Or is it a din in the matzah and the maror? The matzah and the maror needs to be eaten with the Pesach in order to be yotzei matzah mara properly, or in order to be yotzei Pesach properly, you need matzah u'marar. Sfasemis writes that only a kazayis echad min a Pesach there's a mitzvah to eat al matzah smarim. The rest of the Korban Pesach you could eat without matzah marar. So he said that doesn't, all the other dinim that we're listing in the Mishnah are dinim that apply to the entire carbon. The whole thing needs to be roasted. The entire thing is nechalat chatzos. So it's only the din of matzah marar is a din in the one kazayis, which put in other terms, we've mentioned many times, the Beis Halevi's Ha'ara, that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, there are tzvei dinim in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a din like all other kachim. It's a din of a korban, and then it has some unique din of Pesach, and that is most highlighted by the din of achila. Every korban needs to be eaten, because if you don't eat it, it becomes nosar. So every korban you have a mitzvah to eat it. But it's dafka by Korban Pesach that there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach. By every other korban, if you share it with 1,000 people, everyone has a chatzi zayis, and you finish up the whole animal, that's fine. It's not no sir, it's okay. By Korban Pesach, those who eat it need to make sure that they eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach, because that's a unique din Pesach. Not just sheyehene echal, but that you should eat it yourself. So what the Sfas Emes might be saying is that the din of al matzos mrarim is not a din in kachim, it's a din in Pesach. It's not a din in kachim of how the animal gets eaten, of how it's yehei ne'achal, which would be a din in all of kachim, that yehei ne'achal. It's a din in the mitzvah sachila of Pesach. So that's a psachim dekadin. It's not a zvachim dekadin. It belongs to Mesachus Psachim. That's a unique Mesachus Psachim halacha. That is not a halacha that is discussed in Mesachus Zvachim, or that should be discussed in the Mishnah, it's a Mesachus Zvachim. The Rashash points out that Korban Pesach could be eaten b'chol ha'ir, right? And that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't tell us. It just says, Ein nechal v'layla, ad chatzos, nuyav, tzli. By the other Korbanos that told us nechal and b'chol ha'ir, why doesn't it highlight this about the Korban Pesach, right? So it could be, he says, that the Tana was being meramis to us, the halacha, that the Pesach is not nechal b'shtei mekomos. By leaving out b'chol ha'ir, he's being meramis that wherever you eat the Korban Pesach, you got to stay there. You can't go from one place to another. Why doesn't the Tana mention that it's Einu Nechal B'Shnei Mekomos? That's another good halacha that maybe it should have mentioned. So he said it doesn't mention that Beferish because it doesn't want to expound on this too much, since it's already listed and it's already mentioned in Mishnah Psachim. So the Tanaim knew that you're going to learn all of them in the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. You're not only going to learn Zvachim, so it's primarily in Mishnah Psachim, and that's where you're going to get it from. Yeah?
Isn't it saying
all the things that are different, right?
Different.
Yeah,
that's how
I thought Pashup Shah was as well. That it doesn't mention B'chol Ha'ir because by Pesach it's only listing those things that are different by Pesach than the other Korbanos. Yeah, I didn't understand that either. But that's what Sfas Emes says. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Man Tana. Who is the one who holds this? Who holds what? So Rashi fills us in. That Maisur Pesach Bizrika Midimashri Matandam Dam Bukhar Maisur Pesach the Ktani Shina Bachilas and Mukhlad Matandam Loshina Ubukhar Ksives Damam Tizrok. That Maisur Pesach Bizrika. So we're talking about the din of the Zrika right now. That Maisur Pesach also requires Zrika. I'm Rav Chisra Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Titania Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Chelvolo Nemar El Chelbam. Damolo nemar elo damam limin al bchor meisur pesach shtun matan damin veimur legabim mizbech. So that teaches us when it's that meisur and pesach and bchor are all the same. That even though the pasuk is about bchor, the plural teaches us to include meisur pesach in the din of the zrikas adam as well and aktar simurim legabim mizbech. Knegere sod minolin. That's great. So now I know that there's a zrika. How do I know that the zrika is supposed to be done keneged yisod on the part of the mizbeach that is above the yisod? Amar Blazer asks zrika zrika may ola. We learn zrika zrika from carbon ola. So frek the gemara va ola gufa minalan. Okay, great. How do I know that by carbon ola it has to be keneged hayisod? So says the gemara dichsiv el yisod mizbeach ola. Limer al ola schova shatuna yisod. A pasuk says al yisod mizbeach ola. So we learn that the ola also requires the matandam to be near the yisod. If I'm going to learn from Karbonola, why don't I go all the way and learn completely from Karbonola? Ima lahalan shtei matonu shein arba, afkan shtei matonu shein arba. By Karbonola, it's not just one matandam, it's shtayim shein arba. So why don't I say over here as well that it should be shtayim shein arba, that by the Bechor, the Mice of the Pesach, it should also be shtayim shein arba. Amrabaye lamuli lamichtav saviv ba'ola saviv bechatas. Why does it have the word? Why does the Torah have the word saviv in connection to the Karban Ola? And again, saviv in connection to the Karban Chatas. So havushnei k'suvin aban kechad. It must be teaching me that the din of saviv, the din of having it all around the mizbeach, meaning shnayim shein arba, of doing dam on that lands on all four sides of the mizbeach, is shnei k'suvin aban kechad. Is an exception to the rule. It is not the rule that it's dafka by the Ola. It's dafka by the chatas that you have the din of shtayim shein arba, but when it comes to the bechor, the mice of the pesach, yes, there is a din of matandam. Yes, it has to be kenegad yisod, but no, it does not have to be shtayim shein arba. Obviously, it doesn't have to be all arba because you need kenegad yisod. So kenegad yisod automatically knocks out doing it on all four corners. But even shtayim shein arba, it's not going to be because it's shnei k'suvin aban kechad. So the kol shnei k'suvin aban kechad ain melamdin, and the rule is in general shnei k'suvin aban kechad, you cannot be melamed. That whenever the Torah tells me something in one place, so I now know to derive that to other places, to say that that's a source to learn to other places. But when the Torah tells me something twice, it's a way of telling me the exceptions and not the rule. If you look at Rashi, ain melamdin. Over here, we're not really trying to learn from a binyan av. We're not learning the whole drasha from a binyan av. So he says, nevertheless, Ashminin Abaye d'shneik suna ban kechad in melandin, afilu b'gzer shava also davar shenichtav b'shnehen. That shneik suna ban kechad in melandin means even it's a limitation even on a gzer shava. Meaning we're used to thinking shneik suna ban kechad in melandin comes to teach me that when I have a din that's said by one halacha, normally the default position is we have a binyan av or a mematzinu that teaches us, they mean the same thing, binyan av and mematzinu, that teaches us the Kala Torah Kula, but if it says it in two different places, then it's Shneik Suna Ban Kechad, it's meant to limit it to those locations. That's a din in Binyan Av, that's the way we're used to thinking of Shneik Suna Ban Kechad. Over here, it's a limitation on Gzer Shava, it's a Chiddush of Rashi, or Rashi is just pointing out the Gemara, that the din of Shneik Suna Ban Kechad is even a limitation on Gzer Shava, not just on a Binyan Av. Says the Gemara, Hanich Lamandi Amrin Melamdin, El Mandi Amrin Melamdin Ma'ikal Meimar. That's really wonderful. If you hold Shneik Suna Ban Kechad is Taka Ein Mela is Ein Melamdin, that it's coming to teach me the exception. What if you hold that when the Torah tells me something in two places, you could still be melamed to other places? So then you have to say Havei Asham Shlosha Ushlosha Vade Ein Melamdin. So then you have to say add in a third one, that Asham is a third place where it tells me this din and where it says Saviv, and since it's a third place, that's to teach me that it's Ein Melamdin that you cannot derive to anywhere else in the Torah. So that's how we know that the Karbanos listed in our Mishnah, yes, they require Matandam, yes, they require Yesod, no, they do not require Shtayim Shein Arba, because Shtayim Shein Arba is Dafka Adin by Ola, Chatas, Asham, where it says Saviv, and Shloshu K'suvin Aban Kechad cannot teach us to other Karbanos. Fine, next din in the Mishnah, Habachor Nechal Kohanim. The Bechor is eaten only by Kohanim. So, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin L'Bechor Shenechal L'Shnei Yam V'Layla. How do I know that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning that it's eaten has the same din like a carbon shlamim, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night? Where do we get that idea? Shenemar, Pasuk says, U'busaram yelach kechazei hatnufa u'kshok hayamin. When it talks about the Bechor, it tells us that the meat is okay, you could eat it, just like the chazei atnufa v'shok hayamin. What chazei and shok are we talking about? Hekishu akasov l'chazei v'shok shlamim. The Torah is comparing it to the chazei and shok, the breast and the thigh of the carbon shlamim. Mashlam nechal l'shnei yam v'layla echad. Af bachar nechal l'shnei yam v'layla echad. Ah, so just like carbon shlamim, we know the din is 2 days and one night. So to bachar is also two days and one night. Vizu Shaila Nishla of Nechacham Bekaran Biavna, Bechor Lekamenechal. And this was the Shaila that everyone asked in Karen Biavna. How long can a Bechor be eaten for? And we're going to have this whole conversation about how we know that a Bechor could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Before we begin the conversation, it's important to point out the conversation that the Gemara doesn't have. We have this whole long conversation about how we know that a Bechor is Nechal for Shnei Yam V'Layla Echad. The Mishnah mentioned that Meiser is also Shnei Yam V'Layla Echad. Yet the Gemara never bothers asking how we know that Meiser is Nechal Shnei Yam V'Layla Echad. Very troubling. If you look at Tosos and Daf Nun Vavam Beis in Dibra Maskul Shnei Yamim, it says Pirish Bekuntros Bibechor Yalufla BeGemara Meiser Lo Yadana Mehecha. Yeah, Bechor we learn we have derivations in the Gemara. That's what the entire Nun Zayin Amud Aleph is about. How I know that Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night? So says Rashi Meiser. I got no clue. I have no idea how we know that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. Vishuvikia, says Tosus, but then Rashi figured it out, and he later amended his words. The Yalif Havara Havara mi Bechor, that we learned it out, Havara Havara from Bechor. Tosus himself explains that Meiser is learnt not from Havara Havara mi Bechor, because Tosus points out that would be an invalid Rasha, because Tatema Imkein Tishra Meyachad Davar Lam Behekesh Chosum Lam Begzer Shava, because Bechor itself is only learnt out from a Hekesh Tishlamim. So then you're going to learn out a Gzer Shava from Bechor to Meiser. Something that's learnt out from a Hekesh cannot turn around and be Chozer Malamed Bigzer Shavar. Remember, we had that whole sugya about the limudim, about the double limudim, about a week ago, right? Because something that's derived from a Hekesh, we learned, well, I mean, they no Chozer Malamed Bigzer Shavar, Midrav Yochanan. So Tosfos says, I can't accept Rashi's Pshat. He should have stuck with his original Pshat that he doesn't know. I can't accept the Pshat that it's based on the Gzer Shavar. So he says, Vinira, what you have to say is, to Meiser Yalof Mishlamim Bibinyanav. Meiser is not learnt from Bechor, which in turn was learned from Shlamim. No, Meiser is learnt directly from Shlamim with a straight binyanav. Mashlam kachim kalim, af Meiser kachim kalim. That just like Shlamim is kachim kalim, so to Meiser kachim kalim, the Bechor nami havasim Shlamim lav mishum de matan el kohen. That Bechor also could have been learned from Shlamim directly without any special hekish. It could have just been a direct binyanav had it not been for certain unique characteristics of Bechor which set it apart from Shlamim. Meiser doesn't have those unique characteristics, and therefore Meiser can be learned directly from Shlamim with a binyan av. That is how Tosus understands. Tosus Yantif writes that it seems that the Rambam understood that way as well, that Meiser is learned directly from Shlamim, because the Rambam writes in Meiser Kabbalah's Paragir Alachavav, Hashlam ne'achalim biyom ha'zvicha, v'kol ha'layla v'kol yom ha'machras ad shetishka ha'chama, sh'nemer biyom ha'krivu ha'zivcha ye'achal ma'machras v'machal ye'achal m'basa zavg shlama biyom ha'shlish v'gomer. Right, the Rambam quotes the pasuk that tells me that Shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night, Nimtzei Shlamim she'nechal shnei yom v'layla echad, bein chelek kohanim, bein chelek habaylim, and then says the Rambam, v'hu adin l'b'chor ha'maiser sharein kachim kalim kishlamim. And the same is true by Bechor Meiser, which has the same din as Shlamim, because it's Kachim Kalim, just like Shlamim. Sounds like the Rambam holds that the reason Meiser could be eaten for Shnei Yamim Laila Echad is because we learn it from Shlamim, it's exactly like a Karmat Shlamim. The difficulty with the Rambam is, he says that's how we know Bechor can be eaten for Shnei Yamim Laila Echad also. And our Gemara has this whole Shakla Vitaria about how we know that a Bechor, it's not just a straight up Limud from Shlamim, straight Limud from Shlamim doesn't work for reasons that our Gemara is going to point out. So the way you have to touch up the Rambam is that the Rambam understood that once our Gemara points out that there is a way to get around all the differences between Shlamim and Bechor, so then you're chozer to that original straight binyanav. Then you go back to the straight limud. The psukim have to go and tell me that the differences shouldn't make a difference, but then everything reverts back to the straight limud. So that's both Bechor and Meiser are derived directly from Shlamim. That is why the Gemara never has this discussion. So again, back in the Gemara now. So what was the discussion about? Not about Meiser. The whole discussion was about Bechor. How I know that Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night, or how many days can Bechor be eaten for? So then Rabbi Tarfon va'amar, Rabbi Tarfon answered right away, how many days could Bechor be eaten for? L'shnei yamim v'laylecha, 2 days and one night. There was a new student in the yeshiva. It was his first day in yeshiva. His name was Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and he made his presence felt on day one. He was not shy. Amr lo, Rabbi Minayin Lach. Right away, Rabbi Tarfon is saying shir. Rabbi Tarfon says, yeah, Bechor could be eaten in Shnei Yam V'Layla Echad. This new guy says, hey, Rabbi, wait. Where do you know that from? Samarlo, Bini. Says, already calls him Bini, just met him. He says, Bini, my son, Shlomim kachim kalim, ubuchar kachim kalim. Maybe he was trying to put him in his place. He says, you should know, Shlomim are kachim kalim, and Bechor is kachim kalim. Ma Shlom nechal shneyam v'layla echad, af Bechor nechal shneyam v'layla echad. Just like Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night, Bechor is also eaten for 2 days and one night, which is sort of like where the Rambam stops, right? That's exactly the limud that the Rambam had. And they're both kachim kalim, so of course they're both eaten for 2 days and one night. Amar lo, so the Talmud, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says back, Rebbe, he says it's not a comparison. Bechor matana lekohen, v'chatos v'asha matana lekohen. You know what else Bechor has something in common with? Not just with Shlomim, Bechor also has something in common with chatos and asham. They're both matana lekohen. The Shlomim is nechal by the balim. It's not only nechal by the kohanim. So I would compare Bechor to chatos and asham in the following way. So I would say, just like Chatos Nasham is Yom V'Layla, right? It's for one day and one night. So to Bechor should only be eaten for one day and one night. So how do you know that Bechor should be compared to Shlomim and eaten for 2 days? I would sooner compare it to Chatos Nasham and eat it for one day and one night. Summer low, Rabbi Tavon responds, Nidon Dover Mi Dover, V'Nil Mo Dover Mi Dover. He says, listen, you got to compare like kinds. You have to compare things that are similar to each other, not things that are dissimilar to each other. Mashlam in ban al chet, af bechor in a ban al chet. Bechor and shlamim are much more comparable to each other than bechor and chatas nasham. You see, because chatas nasham come for an avera. Bechor does not come for an avera. Shlomim does not come for an avera. Does not come to atone for any avera. Bechor and shlomim is really the way to go. Rabbi Tarfon says that's the comparison you need to make, and therefore it's eaten for 2 days and one night. Ma shlom nechal shnei yam v'layla echad. Af bechor nechal shnei yam v'layla echad. So Amrlo, Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't give up. He says, Rebbe, nidon davar mi davar yilam mi davar mi davar. He says, I know I have to compare like kinds. I happen to think that Bechor is more comparable to Chatos Nasham for the following reasons. Chatos Vasham matan al-Kohen, Bechor matan al-Kohen. First, the reason I already gave you, that Chatos Nasham are given to a Kohen, Bechor is given to a Kohen, Shlomim is not given to a Kohen. And furthermore, ma chatas v'asham ein ba'in b'nedar u'nedava, af b'chor eino b'nedar u'nedava. Chatas v'asham cannot be brought b'nedar u'nedava. Bechor cannot be brought b'nedar u'nedava. If the animal's not a bechor, it can't be a bechor. You can't bring it as bechor. It's not a neder u'nedava kind of thing. It's a chiyuv. The bechor animal is the chiyuv. You can't take a second-born animal and say, ah, I'm going to be menadev this as a bechor. It doesn't work that way. And therefore, but shlomim, obviously, shalmei nedava, absolutely you can bring shlomim as a nedava. So therefore, bechor is more comparable to chatas nasham. And that should lead to the conclusion, once again, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, that just like chatas nasham are eaten for one day, so too bechor should be eaten only for one day. Kafetz Rabbi Akiva bin Stalik Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon was checkmated. He had no answers anymore. So Rabbi Akiva jumps up. He says, okay, let me take over. He takes over the mic. So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responds, how do I know Bechor can be eaten for 2 days? Harei Omer b'saram yealach. He kishin akasav l'chazav v'shok shashlamim. The Torah, it's not just a binyanav, it's a hekish. The Torah dafka compares Bechor to the chazav v'shok of a karban shlamim, and therefore mashlam nechal m'shneyam v'layla echad, af bechor nechal m'shneyam v'layla echad. Therefore, just like karban shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, Bechor can also be eaten for 2 days and one night. Rabbi Yosef clearly doesn't give up. He's not intimidated by Rabbi Akiva either. Amelo, hikasha l'chazav v'shok shlamim. The Torah just says it's like a chazav v'shok. It doesn't tell you like the chazav v'shok of which karban. So you think it's talking about the chazav v'shok of the shlamim, but v'anima kisha l'chazav v'shok shel toda. I think it's talking about the chazav v'shok of a karban toda. Ma toda nechal liyom v'layla, af bechor nechal liyom v'layla. Just like karban toda is eaten only one day, one night, therefore maybe the bechor also only one day, one night. I'm not so convinced it's compared to the chazav v'shok of a shlamim, which is 2 days and one night. I think it's only one day and one night. Summer low, harei omer b'sarim yelach. Shein tamalom l'chayyeh. Pasuk says Ubsar Miyalach. Why does the Pasuk then have to go ahead and say L'chayiyah? Isn't that just a repetition of Ubsar Miyalach? Matam alom L'chayiyah. Hosef HaKasuv Havaya Acheres B'Bukhar. It's coming to tell me another application of Bukhar, meaning another situation where it can be yours, where you can still eat it. So what that's telling me is that you have more time to eat the Bukhar, that you could eat it for Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad. So that was the limud, and that was the end of the conversation. And that's how we know that Bukhar could be eaten for Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad, and not just for one day, one night. We mentioned, I think, yesterday, or certainly recently, the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Kachim Kalim is Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad, but even though it's Nechel Shnei Yamim, the Ramban holds, L'charchila, you're supposed to eat it on the first day. Mitzvah la'ochlam b'yom harishon, it's Ramban ala Torah. And if you have any left over on the second day, so you could eat it on the second day as well. But really, the din l'charchila is to eat it on the first day. So the Achronim, in Biri Adaf over here, he quotes from a Sefer Mishnas Chayim. I'm not sure who that is, but he has raised the following suffix. We just arrived in our Gemara that Bukhar, just like Shlamim, could be eaten for Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad. Does that mean Bukhar is subject to that din of Shlamim as well? That the mitzvah l'charchila is to eat it on the first day and not the second day? Or do we say no, Bukhar is Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad, but unlike Shlamim, which you're really supposed to eat on the first day, Bukhar all the time is equal. So he wants to say that Shaila is totally on the gedder of the limud, that a Bukhar is eaten for 2 days and one night. Is the limud through a hekesh that we compare it to the bechar to the chaz of a shlok of a shlamim, and it's not a regular it's just a pashut regular drasha bialma, so we're comparing the two, in which case you could say that we're comparing it vis-a-vis the zman ha'achila, but the specific din within the zman ha'achila, so then that maybe the hekesh doesn't go so far to compare. But if the ikar limud is that it's doma l'shlamim, that a bechar is, it's not that the Torah goes out of its way to be makish them, to teach us that there's a din that relates to both of them, which would be the din of how long it could be eaten. And that might be a very limited din, just how long it could be eaten, but not all the details. But if you learn that primarily it's the fact that the Bukhar and the Shlamim are fundamentally similar to each other, which Rabbi Tafrin kept on trying to sell, that's the point he kept on trying to say. No special hakish, they're fundamentally similar to each other. So if that's the limud, then whatever dinim you're going to apply by Shlamim L'chara, even the details, you should apply by Bukhar as well, and it should be eaten L'charchila the first day. So anyway, that's perhaps the difference between Rabbi Tarfon's line of answering the question, where he was saying that they have fundamental similarities, and Rabbi Akiva by just going with the Hekesh. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, there's a Hekesh, the Torah is Makesh, the two of them. Rabbi Akiva seems to have backtracked on the Hekesh, though. Right, he said that the Torah compares it to Chaz V'Shok. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, no, it doesn't. The Torah compares it to Chaz V'Shok, but doesn't say that it's the Chaz V'Shok of Shlamim. It might be Chaz V'Shok of a Toda, and therefore Rabbi Akiva came up with this different drasha. But initially, at least, Rabbi Akiva tried with the Hekesh. Now, Shneimer, that's important to realize, that Rabbi Akiva originally tried a Hekesh, and then he backed out of it. That's important for the next lines of Gemara. Ukshneimer Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, when this conversation was repeated to Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Lehen, Tzu'u v'imru lo l'Rabbi Akiva ti'isa. You should go tell Rabbi Akiva he made a mistake. What does it mean he made a mistake? He made a mistake by backtracking from his original argument. His original answer was that it's a hekesh. That is correct. When the Torah says that the Bukhar is like a chaz of a shok, it means the chaz of a shok of the shlamim. That was a correct argument. Told them it because what was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's counterclaim? Maybe it's the chaz of a shlok of a toda, which is only one day, one night. So he says that's not true. Toda mehechal lamda mishlamim. Toda we only know from shlamim. So toda cannot be a source for bechar, because something that itself is derived from a hekesh can't go and be chozer malamed behekesh. And that's why he's wrong. That's why he should not have backtracked. He should have stuck with the idea that when it says chaz v'shok, it means the chaz v'shok of the shlamim, not of the carbon toda, because that would be a double limon, and that's off limits. says the Gemara, "Ha'ein alecha lidon b'loshon achron, ela b'loshon rishon." So that's why he should have said that not to compare the chaz v'shok to the toda. He should have stuck with his original answer to compare the chaz v'shok to the karban shlamim. For Rabbi Shmuel, "Hai lecha yema yavadei." Okay, great. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva finally uses at the end to answer the question? Lecha yeah. Rabbi Shmuel says Rabbi Akiva's first answer is right. So Rabbi Akiva's second answer used the pasuk. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Limin al b'chor balmum shu matana l'kohen. That teaches us that b'chor balmum is still a matana l'kohen. Shalom etzinu b'kala Torah, where you don't find such a thing in Kala Torah, such a unique din. Rabbi Akiva yelaflimi b'saram chad tam v'chad balmum. Rabbi Akiva will learn that din, that a b'chor balmum is matana l'kohen, from b'saram. B'saram teaches us chad tam v'chad balmum. The plural. For Rabbi Shmuel, mi b'sarim the hanach b'charos kamar. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, b'sarim doesn't tell me about different kinds of b'charos. It tells me about that all the b'charos in the world. The din of matan l'kohen applies. So b'maykam miflagi, what is the yisod machlokas? So mar savrei men of davar acher havi hakish, umar savrei lo havi hakish. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who disagree whether it's obvious that when the Torah says the b'char is like a chaz v'shok, they disagree whether it's obviously referring to a shlamim or might be referring to a toda, right? Rabbi Akiva was willing to concede that it might be referring to a toda. What are they arguing about? So Rabbi Akiva definitely holds that something that itself is derived from a hekesh cannot be chozer melamed behekesh. That was a Gemara Aruchu. We had a whole sugya about that. That's not what they're arguing about, right? The double limud Rabbi Akiva also holds is off limits. So l'chora Rabbi Shmuel is a good tain on Rabbi Akiva. How can you take a double hekesh over here? We generally don't make double hekeshim. So he says, "Mar savar emenu v'davar acher avi hekesh, umar savar lo avi hekesh." No, over here it's unique. It's not just straight hekesh. It's what we call hemenu v'davar acher. If you look at Rashi, hemenu v'davar acher, achilas chaz v'shok shel toda liyom v'layla, hemenu v'davar acher. What do we say? You can't derive b'char from toda because toda itself, the chaz v'shok of toda itself, was derived from shlamim. Is that true? Chaz v'shok was derived from shlamim. The chaz v'shok of the shlamim could be eaten for 2 days. Chaz v'shok of a toda could only be eaten for 1 day. So how do we say that it was derived from shlamim? So the way the derivation works is a little tricky. That chaz v'shok shel toda is liyom v'layla. That drasha is what we call heimenu v'davar acher. Heimidua k'tsas hamalame k'asavah. D'ksiv b'toda yom v'layla u'k'tsas hilamda b'makom acher. Ma'i chaz v'shok d'l'ksiv ba. That it's partially derived from somewhere else and partially derived minei ubei from its own parsha. Karban toda, the Torah says, is eaten for 1 day, 1 night. It doesn't say beferish the din of chaz v'shok. Chaz v'shok, the whole din of chaz v'shok, we derive from karban shlamim. But the fact, the zman of the chaz v'shok, how long that chaz v'shok can be eaten, that we get from within the parsha of Tod itself. That we don't borrow from karban shlamim. So that's not a direct hekish. That's what we call heimen of davar acher. So when you have a heimen of davar acher hekish, which means a half a hekish, can you then be chazer malamid behekish? Is that called a din in, if let's say din A is karban shlamim, it teaches us heimen of davar acher by din B, which is karban toda, that it has a din of chaz v'shok, but the fact that it's yom v'layla is derived from parsha of toda itself, so do we, when we then apply it to Bechor, when we then compare toda to Bechor, is that considered that Bechor is being learnt purely from din B, or is it along the chain? It's from A to B to C, which is no good, right? Is it from shlamim to toda to Bechor, which is no good? That's what they're arguing about, whether Emenu davar acher is considered hekesh or not. So says Mar Bishlam, "Mandi Malavi hekesh." I understand very well if Emenu davar acher is not hekesh. Hayne duksu v'chein yasa lo al moed k'shem shemazel l'fnei v'l'fnei machzamal v'shav l'mata midam apar kach mazel behechol. That just like you do seven achzamal v'shav l'mata azol sadam l'fnei v'l'fnei, so too you do that same amount in the Heichal. Ukshem shel lefnei v'lefnim achzamal v'shav l'mata midam asayir kach mazav heichal. And just like lefnei v'lefnim it's achzamal v'shav l'mata from the dam asayir, so too with the dam asayir you do the same in the heichal. So with both the dam apar and the dam asayir, we learn what you do in the heichal from what you do lefnei v'lefnim. Elmani amar havi hekish ma'ikal meimer. But if you hold that it's a hekish, so then how can you derive a double hekish in regards to the avodas yom kippurim? So says Gemara mekamos the guy. No, it's not really being chazur malami behekish. The first hekish teaches us that the behemos are compared to each other, and we're teaching the second hekish just that the makamos are compared to each other. They're two different limudim, that it's not A to B and B to C, they're just two completely separate limudim. chutz mi pnim b'chadzim nagamir. Or you could say that all the dinim of chutz from pnim are all learnt as one general limud. It's not a double limud in any way. Bishlam al-man yamar havi actually says Gemara a little further. I understand very well if you say that himen of a davar acher is a good hekish. Haynu d'chsevi mashal sechem taviu lechem tenufa. Shein tam al-lamar taviu. Why does the pasuk say taviu? Ma tam al-lamar taviu. Kol sha'at ha-mevi makom acher harayu kazeh. That anything you bring mimakom acher should be like this. Ma la'alan yisarun l'chala. Afkan yisarun l'chala. And it teaches us a din. Dafka av yisarun l'chala. So, ima la'alan shnei asronim. Afkan shnei asronim. If you're going to make the comparison, make it in full that it needs to be shnei asronim. Tam al-lamar tihiyena. So that's why the pasuk says tihiyena, that it limits it, that it's only isar nechad. V'lamanu asar lechametz asar lematza minayin. V'lamanu asar lechametz asar lematza minayin. We learn 10 asronos for chametz, for the 10 chalos from Exer Shava, from Trumas Meiser, right? So, but asar lematza for the three kinds of matza by the carbon toda. How do I know that? Tamalomer achalos lechem chametz neged chametz havei matza. But if you hold that himenu, the davar acher, is considered a hekish, so then this is an example of a double hekish. Then you should not be able to learn it. So says Gemara, Taviu Yisei Rehi. That's a drush on the pasuk. Taviu is an extra drush on the pasuk to come to tell me that the chametz part of the carbon toda is also included. It's not just straight hekish. If it were straight hekish, then in a chinami we would have a problem to derive from a double hekish. So bottom line, we have a machlokas whether a man of a davar acher is considered a hekish or not. The Gemara challenges it. The Gemara challenges it from several places whether a man of davar acher is considered a hekish, and the Gemara turns out that both opinions are viable. Fine. HaPesach ein nechol. The Mishnah said Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. Mantana. Who's the one that holds Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos? Rav Yosef, Rav Lazar ben Azariah. It's Rav Lazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, Rav Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar kan b'layla azeh v'nemar lan v'vati b'aretz Mitzrayim b'layla azeh. It says over here b'layla azeh, and it says by Makas b'choros that Hashem passed through Mitzrayim b'layla azeh. Mala lanad Chatzos. Mamish daf yomi coincidence. This week's parsha. Mala lanad Chatzos. Afkan ad chatzos. Just like by Makas Bechoros, it's only ad chatzos, so too the Achilles Korban Pesach is only ad chatzos. Amalei Rabbi Kiva v'alok v'arnemar v'achaltam osob b'chipazon ad shas chipazon. Rabbi Kiva says, no. It says v'achaltam osob b'chipazon, which means until the time where you're rushing out, which is in the morning. Im kein matam alamar b'layla azeh. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk b'layla azeh, which makes it sound like it has to be at midnight? She'yachol yekei kol kachim nechol b'yom. Because I might have thought it should be like all kachim that could be eaten during the daytime as well, meaning yeshach korban pesach on erev pesach during the day. I might think you could eat it then as well already. Tamalamar b'layla. That's what b'layla is coming to exclude. B'layla yechol then nechol b'yom. It can only be eaten at nighttime. Cannot be eaten at daytime. Amalei Abayi, Maid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Doraisa. How do you know that our Mishnah is dafka going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And when it says that it can only be eaten until Chatzot, it's telling me the din Doraisa. Dilma de Rabbanan l'harchik min Aveira. Maybe our Mishnah is going like those who argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Korban Pesach midoraisa can really be eaten all night. The Mishnah says you have until Chatzot l'harchik min Aveira to keep you away from doing an Aveira. We have lots of dinim. First Mishnah Shas. Lots of dinim where there's something that's really kosher to do all night, but we dafka say only until chatzos. Imkein mai ella ad chatzos. Ella kiyasim maasim daraisa afkan nami daraisa. So what's the ella? Just say ad chatzos. What's what's the lashon of ella ad chatzos? So that lashon tells you that it should be similar to the other dinim in the Mishnah of minuya and sli, and it's listed with all those other dinim in the Mishnah to tell me that just like those are dinim daraisa, so too Korban Pesach that it's eaten until chatzos is also din daraisa. The Karenora asks why weren't din the Chum make a geder and siag to eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. Meaning we make a geder and siag for things that could be eaten all night to dafka finish by Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you have until Chatzos, shouldn't they have said, okay, finish it by 10 o'clock? Why don't they make a gedder and siyag for that? So he says, according to Rashi, who holds that the reason that the chum made a siyag is so that a person doesn't violate an isser kares, because a person who eats kachim after alos hashachar is chayiv kares, so they understand that that whole chash is not shaykh by karm pesach. Because even if you eat karm pesach after chatzos, there's no enosh kares, there's no onosh of kares. The onosh of kares is only if you eat it the next morning. So of course they're not going to make a gedder and a siyag. So according to Rashi, it works out very nicely. The Or Sameach, I think we pointed out already, holds that the whole din of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Korban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, is only a din in the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. But it's not that it's usher to eat it after Chatzos. You're allowed to eat it after Chatzos, you just don't get the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach after Chatzos. That's the Or Sameach's Chiddush. After Chatzos, mutter ba'achila. So you're not going to make a gedder and siyag lest the person come to eat a little bit after Chatzos. Gesundei, let him eat a little bit after Chatzos. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the mitzvah sa'achila is primarily before Chatzos. Okay, there's a lot to discuss, obviously, in these few lines. I guess in 7.5 years we'll discuss it. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 6 paragraphs.